This is the story about Robert Kiyosaki and his wife, Kim. And he's speaking. 1985 was the worst year of our lives, as well as one of the longest. Anyone who says that money isn't important obviously has not been without it for very long. Kim and I fought and argued often. Fear, uncertainty, hunger shortens the human emotional fuse, and often we fight with the person who loves us the most. Yet love held the two of us together, and our bond as a couple grew stronger because of the adversity. We knew where we were going, we just didn't know if we'd ever get there. We knew we could always find a safe, secure, high-paying job. Both of us were college graduates with good skills, solid work ethics, but we were not going for job security, we were going for financial freedom. By 1989, we were millionaires. Although financially successful in some people's eyes, we still had not reached our dreams. We had not yet achieved true financial freedom. That took until 1994. By then, we never had to work again for the rest of our lives. Barring any unforeseen financial disaster, we were both financially free. Kim was 37, I was 47. I tell you this because I often hear people say, "It takes money to make money." To get from homeless in 1985 to rich in 1989 and then to become financially free by 1994 did not take money. We had no money when we started and we were in debt. It also doesn't take a good formal education. I have a college degree and I can honestly say that achieving financial freedom has nothing to do with what I learned in college. I didn't find much call for my years of studying calculus, spherical trigonometry, chemistry, physics, French, and English literature. Many successful people have left school without receiving a college degree. People such as Thomas Edison, Henry Ford, Bill Gates, Ted Turner, Michael Dell, Steve Jobs, Ralph Lauren. A college education is very important, but not for how these people found great wealth. They developed their own successful businesses, and that's what Kim and I were striving for. I'm often asked, if it doesn't take money to make money, and schools don't teach you how to become financially free, then what does it take? My answer, and of course this is Robert Kiyosaki speaking, it takes a dream, a lot of determination, a willingness to learn quickly, and the ability to use your God-given assets properly. The cash flow quadrant that he speaks about is a matrix system with four sections, E/B. The E stands for employee, the B stands for business owner, the S below the E stands for self-employed, and then there's a slash, and the I underneath the B stands for investor. So it goes E/B at the top. Right under the E is S/I. E, employee. Other side, B, business owner. Down below, S, self-employed. Underneath the B, across from the S, is the I for investor. It represents the different methods by which income or money is generated. For example, an employee earns money by holding a job and working for someone else or for a company. Self-employed people earn money working for themselves. A business owner owns a business that generates money, and investors earn money from their various investments, in other words, money, generating more money. Different methods of income generation require different frames of mind, different technical skills, different educational paths, and different types of people. Different people are attracted to different quadrants. To the different opportunities. Robert Kiyosaki now describes seven steps to guide you on your path to the right side of the quadrant, business owners and investors. This is what much of his material is about, and again, I encourage you to purchase the Cash Flow Quadrant, his book, because it tells all about this in detail. I'm highlighting because I truly believe in these concepts, that this is the way to achieve financial freedom. You want to become a business owner and an investor. You want to go from the left side of his quadrant, from being an employee to being a business owner. Instead of being self-employed, you want to become a business owner or an investor. But again, this is an evolution. This happens step at a time. Most of us started as employees, and then we became self-employed, then we became business owners, and then we became investors. This is the process. Now, Robert Kiyosaki describes 7 steps to guide you on your path to the right side of the quadrant. He says, "With the guidance of my rich dad, I began working and acting on these 7 steps from the age of 9 years old. I will continue to follow them for as long as I live. I warn you, before you listen to these 7 steps, for some people, this task may seem overwhelming. I need to tell you right at the outset, and it will be if you try to do it all at once. So please begin with baby steps." Robert says, "We've all heard of the saying, Rome wasn't built in a day." The saying he uses whenever he finds himself overwhelmed by how much he has to learn is, "How do you eat an elephant?" And of course, the answer is one bite at a time. And that's how I'd recommend you proceed if you find yourself feeling even a little bit overwhelmed by how much you have to learn in order to make the journey from the E, employee, and the S, self-employed, to the other side of the quadrant, the business owner and the investor. Please be kind to yourself and realize that the transition is more than just mental learning. The process also involves emotional learning. After you could take baby steps for 6 months to a year, then you're ready for the next saying, which is, you've got to walk before you can run. In other words, you go from baby steps to walking, then to running. This is the path he recommends. If you don't like this path, then what you can do is what millions of people do who want to get rich quickly, and that's buy a lottery ticket. Who knows? It might be your lucky day, he says.